The headline in an internet news story from Florida may have caught your eye, as it did mine. Fire chief under fire over emailed photos of topless crash victim. And there on the internet was a photograph, blurred apparently by the news source, of a young woman surrounded by rescue workers who'd apparently ripped her shirt off in an attempt to save her life. Sadly, the rescue wasn't successful. She later died from her injuries. The article reported that the local fire chief took photos of the accident scene and the victim in her state of undress and sent them to other fire departments. The chief reportedly explained that such images were invaluable investigative tools and that he didn't mean for them to be derogatory. Not all agreed. The city manager of the small Florida town where this all happened told local reporters that the young woman's privacy had been invaded, in a moral sense. And many would agree. Morally and ethically, questions of invasions of privacy are nuanced, and we could argue legitimately that, depending upon the context, a sharing of the photos was morally wrong. But legally, the answer is pretty clear. You've died, you have no privacy rights. Under common law, any right to privacy that you may have had based on a photograph, like the one of the young woman, dies right along with you. If the woman had lived, she might have had a valid publication of private facts claim, perhaps against the fire chief and any other person who posted the photographs or sent them on to others. She could have argued that a private fact about herself, her nude body, had been revealed needlessly. Those who shared the photographs likely would have argued in response that their missives were sent for an important reason, to help rescue workers understand causes of accidents and responses to them. A court would have to figure it all out. But because the woman died, she or her heirs can't bring that sort of privacy cause of action. A publication of private facts claim, like most of the privacy torts, generally dies right along with the potential plaintiff. But things could be changing. The United States Supreme Court noted just a few years ago that families have some privacy rights in the deaths of relatives, that around the globe and throughout history, death is a very private event, and that a family's peace of mind and tranquility must come before our sensation-seeking culture. So far, though, lower courts hearing arguments about reviving the right to privacy after death have generally refused to extend the Supreme Court's words beyond the context in which they were written, a Freedom of Information Act case. It's certainly something to keep an eye on in the privacy area, though, as the internet grows and more of these sorts of cases arise. Meantime, the fire chief has resigned, according to the Orlando Sentinel. That ethics-conscious city manager had reportedly planned to fire him. I'm Amy Guida.